This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored L'schus Chaya Mushka Laufer and L'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Nachum Mendel Bere Mordechai Tzvi Olav HaSholem. The learning of the Dvar Torah is L'schus Rabbi Sholem Mordechai Alevi Ben Rivka for a Geula Kreiva Min HaMeitzar El HaMerchav. This week we will discuss the women's schus in helping their husbands and children learning Torah and serving Hashem. At Matan Torah, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to first instruct Beis Yaakov, the women, and then to speak to Bnei Yisrael, the men. Rabbi Tachlifa said that this was done to prevent the Torah from being neglected. When Hashem created the world and gave His command, first to Adam and then to Chava, the woman disobeyed the command and corrupted the entire world. Therefore, Hashem now had the women commanded first so that they would lead their sons to learn Torah. Hashem promised a greater reward for Torah study to the women than He did to the men. Rav asked Rav Chia, "What is their special schus? How do the women receive their reward for Torah study?" Rav Chia explained, "Their schus is in sending their sons to study Torah in shul, waiting for their husbands to return from the Beis Medrash, and allowing them to travel to another city to learn Torah." The Alter Rebbe paskins that a woman who helps her husband and sons learn Torah has a part in the actual mitzvah of Talmud Torah. This is even greater than learning herself, for the man is fulfilling an obligatory mitzvah. He is mitzuvah v'oisa. In the beginning, Rabbi Akiva was a shepherd for the Gvir ben Kalba Savua. His employer's daughter, Rachel, recognizing his modesty and piousness, asked him, "If I marry you, will you go study Torah with the Talmidei Chachamim?" He agreed, and they got married. Her father was vehemently opposed to the marriage and did not support them at all, causing them to live in complete poverty. After the chasana, his wife sent him to learn Torah with the Talmidei Chachamim of his time. He arrived as a simple ignoramus, but as the years progressed, he reached great heights in Torah, attracting multitudes of students. After 12 years, Rabbi Akiva traveled home together with his 12,000 Talmidim. Approaching his house, he heard an old neighbor berating his wife, "For how long will you live like a widow?" She answered, "If my husband would listen to me, I'd advise him to sit another 12 years and learn Torah." Having her permission, Rabbi Akiva immediately turned around to learn for another 12 years. When he returned home for a second time, he was accompanied by 24,000 Talmidim. His wife, hearing the commotion from the house, ran out to meet him and fell on her face before him. When the Talmidim tried to move her away, Rabbi Akiva stopped them. "Leave her," he said. "The Torah that I have learned and the Torah that I have taught to you is all in her merit." The Rebbe Rashab writes in one of his letters, "I heard in the name of our holy Rebbeim that also when a girl is born, we wish the parents that they may merit to raise the child l'toyra ulechupa ulemaisim toivim." This is according to what Chazal teach us, that women have a schus in learning Torah by helping their sons and husbands learn Torah. The Rebbe explained that this is also very relevant to young girls who are being prepared to become an Akeres Habayis and are being educated in this direction. The Tzemach Tzedek would often praise his daughter Rebbetzin Dvor Aleha for the following great deed. When she reached marriageable age, it became necessary to travel across the country to collect funds for the chasana. And though the Tzemach Tzedek did not want to undertake this trip, having no other alternative, he decided to go. The carriage was waiting, ready to begin the journey, and the Tzemach Tzedek called over Dvor Aleha. "I'm being advised to travel, but this is very difficult for me, for my time of learning is very valuable to me. If you will give up on having a katinka, a coat made of fox fur, which was considered very chashuv during those times, then I'll be able to put together the rest of the money without traveling. Yet, if you insist on having this garment, I will have to make the trip." Rebbetzin Dvor Aleha replied, "Your learning time is very precious to me as well. With a full heart, I totally forego the coat." And the Tzemach Tzedek did not travel. The Rebbe greatly valued this act and would often mention it. Once, when he had a kpeda, a complaint on her, the Rebbetzin's brother, the Rebbe Marash, brought up this special deed and thus removed the kpeda. Once, when exiting the Rebbe Marash's room, Rebbetzin Rivka's dress got caught in the door. Not wanting to knock and disturb her husband's learning, she stood there for a few hours until the Rebbe opened the door to go out. Seeing her, the Rebbe asked in wonderment, "You're still standing here?" When the Yeshiva Toim Chitmimim was established, Rebbetzin Rivka took upon herself to provide for the Talmidim. Often students would eat teg, meals in her home, getting nourishment from the food she had prepared. She would take an interest in each one, asking how their learning was progressing, if they had where to eat every day, and the like, and encourage them to add in their diligence in Torah and Avodah. Rebbetzin Shterna Sara did much for the yeshiva as well. She founded a worldwide women's organization to help support the Bachrim and set up a kitchen for the Bachrim who did not have teg. Chassidim asked the Maharil, the brother of the Alter Rebbe, with what schus his parents merited to have four sons who were so great in Torah. He answered that this was probably due to his mother, Rebbetzin Rivka's strong love of Torah and her Yirah Shemayim. He then related the following story. "My father, Reb Baruch, once traveled on a business trip and brought back an expensive coat as a gift for my mother. Our Melamed's wife, filled with jealousy, began nudging him to give her a present as well. Her constant nagging affected him, diminishing his regular chayis and enthusiasm that he usually had when learning with us. Noticing this, my mother questioned him, and he told her of his troubles. Without hesitation, my mother took out her coat and gave it to the Melamed, saying, 'Give this to your wife and continue to teach my sons with chayis and simcha.'" When Reb Levi Yitzchak, the Rebbe's father, was exiled to the remote village of Kazakhstan, Rebbe Tzinchano with great Mesiras Nefesh joined him. Even though they lacked essentials, minimal amounts of bread and water, Rebbe Tzinchano devoted much energy to obtain ink and thus enabled her husband to write his Chidushei Torah. She would secretly gather various herbs from the fields and soak them to make some sort of ink. Using the Svarim his wife had brought, Reb Levi Yitzchak wrote his Chidushim on the page margins. After his passing, the Rebbetzin guarded these writings and with great Mesiras Nefesh snuck them out of Russia. If the authorities would have discovered them while inspecting her luggage, they would likely have imprisoned her, especially since she was the wife of someone imprisoned for spreading Yiddishkeit and her family name was Schneerson. Nevertheless, Rebbetzin Chano took them with her and succeeded in getting them out of Russia. Now in her merit, they are available to be learned by all. At Farbrengen, the Rebbe spoke of the need for women, the Akeres Habayis, to arouse their husbands to learn Torah. At night, they should ensure that he does not go to sleep until he has finished all his shiurim, even if it means falling asleep over the sefer. Similarly, in the morning, the woman should wake up her husband or brother to learn Torah. In the refugee camp in Peking, there was a noteworthy practice that someone would wake everyone up each morning to learn Torah. In fact, they would continue banging until the person would actually get up. The Rebbe concluded, in simple words, "The Neshei Ubnois Chabad must see to it that there will be a generation of Lamdim who fulfill mitzvahs and give tzedakah, and this will bring them all good in children, health, and parnasa." In preparation for Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Chav Beis, the Rebbe wrote a letter to Neshei Chabad about the need for a Cheshbon HaNefesh concerning the Torah learning of their husbands. The Rebbe explained that it is the woman's duty to encourage and strengthen the learning of their husbands, brothers, and sons. The Rebbe said that women should demand of their husbands to have a daily seder of learning so that the sight of his wife will already remind the husband to go learn. The Rebbe writes of the great schar which the women receive for their part in this great mitzvah, and asked that all women requesting a bracha for the coming year should include a report of all the learning done by their husband. After the istalkos of the Friedeker Rebbe, the Chassidim requested of the Rebbe to accept the Nesias, but the Rebbe refused. The Rebbetzin, despite the great sacrifice that this would entail, encouraged the Rebbe to accept the Nesias. The Zohar writes, "Women should light Shabbos candles with simcha and goodwill, for it is a great kavod for her, brings her the schus of having holy sons who will light up the world with Torah, Yirah, and Shalom, and causes her husband to have long life." Rabbeinu Bechaya explains that then is a proper time to daven, being a woman's special mitzvah, and in the schus of the Shabbos candlelight, she will merit sons who will be Balei Torah, as Torah is called Ur, light.